Every Wednesday for the past couple months, the dining room of the Kaimuki restaurant Mud Hen Water transforms into a screening room. Family and friends gather around the bar and nearby tables as a projector is set up along the wall. The show, which earned a regional Emmy, is told through the eyes of host and chef Ed Kenny. Kenny, who would rather spend time in the kitchen, throws on an apron as the show begins and retreats back to where he's more at home.
We were busy tonight, so I was actually in the kitchen and didn't get to see it. And it's, I don't know, you always hope, okay, are they going to laugh at this part? Or, you know, so I'd rather not watch it in front of people.
But that doesn't stop crowds from showing up. Bar manager Kelly Jeffers says the restaurant likes to play with the theme of the night, with a featured ingredient often showing up in special dishes or drinks. With the night's episode featuring a trip to Japan, Jeffers whipped up a miso-flavored cocktail.
So 3/4 of an ounce of our miso syrup.
Another 3/4 ounce of elderflower liqueur and 1.5 ounces of blended scotch.
A little bit of ice.
The miso was actually the same red miso Kenny and the family ingredients crew brought back from Japan. Jeffers says those small connections help draw people in.
I think that it adds a nice fun component to it when you have the ingredient that you're working with and the drink that you're drinking, and that way you can kind of, it brings you closer to the story.
The night's episode centers on Kenny's journey to Japan alongside Alan Wong, the famed island chef who helped put Hawaii regional cuisine on the map. Born in Tokyo, Wong immigrated with his Japanese mother to Oahu when he was just 6 years old. They lived in an apartment building right behind the original L&L on Liliha Street. He says one of his favorite meals growing up was as simple as a bowl of miso soup.
My mom had one pot. She had to go to work at night at a Japanese restaurant. She made rice in a pot, took it out, portioned it out for me and my sister, Beverly. She made miso soup in 10 minutes.
Wong watched the episode for the first time that night at the viewing party at Mud Hen Water. He says tracing each ingredient back to the source gave him a new perspective for the food he grew up with.
We come from those beginnings. It was either that or the egg and rice. And so I have a different appreciation for all the ingredients that do go into miso soup, all the things that you can do with miso, because back then it was just pure survival.
After the episode, both chefs shared more stories over food as people in the audience sipped their miso cocktails.
It was great to bring people together here around food. It's always really close and intimate, 40 or 50 people, and they're always invited by the guests, and it's all family and friends. Really, I think, is what brought it to being.
Kenny says with the show airing nationally, it gives Hawaii an opportunity to share these stories beyond our shores.
I'm learning so much, not only about food, but just culture and how Hawaii came to be. And then based on the emails and the letters we're getting, people on the mainland can't believe the stories we're telling.
The next story Kenny will tell focuses on Puerto Rican roots to the islands. The season finale airs tonight on PBS. Molly Solomon for HBR News.